that last call I did was just with another guy who just did $340,000 in product launches. And
awesome.
Just a little missed, so that it was fun.
We're kind of dwarfed, you know. We're a little smaller than that, but
yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, the first time I launched, I think I did about $1,800. So, and you know, then by the time I actually did that, my first six figures in 7 days, it was just a natural next progression because you know I did that $1,800 that first time around. That was, you know, early '97, and then I got better and started having these launches that did $8,000 and then $10,000, and then, you know, eventually did one in '98 that did like $34,000 or $36,000.
That's awesome.
And then by '90, let's see, that was 2000 when I did that first six and seven, and that was $106,000. And but you know,
wow.
But it was just like one step after another. It's just a gradual process, and you learn more and you get better and you build better lists and
right, you know, yeah, that helps up a lot. That's cool.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, a lot of times I'll talk to someone and they'll tell me about a $3,000 launch, but that to me is, it's as significant as, you know, doing the $3 million launch for that
yeah.
person. You know,
right, for that individual, exactly.
Yeah, and for that time in their lives, you know. And when I did, like in '98, I did this launch. This is the first one I really started to put some of the pieces together. And it was around $34,000 or $36,000. I mean, that was more money in a week than I'd ever made in a year.
That's cool.
That was, you know, that was way more significant than, you know, when I did $600,000 in a week. I mean, it really was. And
right,
even that,
the impact it made.
Yeah,
yeah.
Even that first $1,800, that
was a lot.
That yeah, that was more significant than any of them because I realized that people would actually buy stuff from me.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
Right.
That first time you sold something, you're like, man, are people going to pay me money for this? Or yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, our heart was racing. Yeah, like
yeah,
when we get that first, you know, we realized it was happening.
Right.
It was cool.
So, Kenny, you published a book, like a trade published book, and I'm learning guitar, right?
That's right.
And that was a
yeah.
while ago. But
that was a while back. That was in '96. Okay. I did a book for Warner Brothers. It was called Unlocking the Fingerboard, and that was really the first big thing that I had ever done. And I thought that was just awesome. We were going to, you know, hey, I'm on my way now. I'm going to make some money and, you know, and really get out there as a teacher. But no, it went out and it was great. You know, it was all over the web, but really didn't make any money at it because I didn't realize that music publishers, you know, don't really promote your stuff
right.
themselves. And that kind of got me into wanting to promote my own material. And that right about, you know, to me, that's when I started discovering the internet was right around then.
Yeah.
And because I mean, I really wasn't into it, like, you know, earlier than that. So I thought, well, the internet's the way to go. And that's when I began thinking about it. But it was a long time later before I started actually making that come to pass.
Yeah. Well, and it takes me a long time. It takes most people a long time to put.
It took a while to learn everything, you know,
yeah.
the different steps. And we use a lot of video, and we had to learn that. And it's just, you know, step by step. But this year, finally, was the big time, but a couple of years ago we did a product called TurboTab, and it was a two DVD set, and we did that. It took us about a year to build that product, and then we had no idea what a product launch was though. I had never heard of a product launch
mm-hmm.
at that time, and what we decided to do was just go on Google, do some AdWords. So we bought a couple ebooks on AdWords and tried to figure that out. Went on Google and we sold about 13 or 14 copies, and we were like, okay, what do we do now?
And what was the price for that?
The price on that was about $60.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, right around $60 the price point on that. And so we tried, to, you know, we were doing that and just doing the AdWords. But it was really part-time for me because I have a music school, a guitar academy, where I teach every day. And it was really part-time for me. So we just did it, you know, on the weekends. We were fooling around with it, trying to get it going. And so we, you know, we did that, and it just wasn't that successful for us. But we were happy that we sold something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we made $1,300, $1,400, $1,500, something like that, over a period of time. And So we were like, okay, what do we do next? So a couple of years, you know, it actually took us a couple more years before we got to the point where we made this product. But we decided about, I don't know, it's about a little over a year ago, we decided to build a big product because I thought, okay, my problem was there's big products out there, so I need to make a big product. So that was my thinking. So when we went and made a big product, we made the seven disc set, and I started out not really knowing exactly how that was going to end up, but we just it took us about a year, and then we built it, and then I kept fine tuning it, and we really worked a lot on our video shooting at that time too. But anyway, we got that done, and by that time I had discovered who you were, and I had discovered what a product launch was. And I had actually seen a product launch before, but I didn't know it was a product launch. I had seen John Reese's product launch when it was happening, and I didn't know that was a launch. I didn't know what was going on. I just knew I was getting emails and learning about this new course. And but anyway, that's the first time I had experienced one, and once I learned what a launch was, I thought back and said, hey, that was a launch. Okay, now I know what's going on. So then I thought, well, we're going to do a launch this time, and we're going to I'm going to use a JV partner. Because I knew I needed a list, and I didn't have one. I only had a list of maybe 200 or 300 people, but it was just what I had gotten from Google. I hadn't done anything with it. I didn't send them any information other than the initial few auto responses that I had set up. And at first, with the TurboTab product, I was using, I was just creating these emails, writing just words, basically, little lessons and stuff. But this time around, we did something different. When we created this product, we said, all right, we're going to pick – I've had a JV partner picked out that I wanted to use because he had a pretty good-sized list and a good newsletter. And I thought, okay, I'm going to get with this guy. So we did. We talked to him and talked about getting – doing a JV deal around Christmas time. And this year, this past Christmas I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, I'm kind of booked up with doing some other deals right now. So – he said, I don't really have time to do one, but, maybe in January we'll do it. I said, cool, that'd be great. So I had a few things set up. I had a free ebook I wanted to give away, a couple things ready to go, but I didn't really have any plan for the launch. I didn't really know exactly what I was going to do because I didn't have your product yet, your formula. I really didn't know what the deal was on that. Mm-hmm. So we decided to – he called me back up a couple of days later and said, hey, I'm doing this 12 days of Christmas thing. I need to go ahead and give your product, your free book away. And I said, oh, okay, sure, go ahead. So I gave him the URL for it because I already had it set up. Mm-hmm. And he went ahead and gave away that free ebook. And immediately, overnight, just in a couple of hours, my list was built up to like 2,000 people.
Wow.
And I was getting emails like crazy. And actually people started buying my course immediately. So it was kind of interesting, but at the time, I had been offering my course at a discount, like $100 off. I had been discounting it, and so I decided right in the middle of this, I was just going to go back to my, stop discounting it, and I did. As soon as I did, started selling even more, which was surprising to me. I mean, the moment I clicked the button and uploaded it to the site, it was like, boom, boom, I started getting sales. So,
wow.
But we were starting selling.
Wait, what were the prices then?
The price was $298 was the list price on it, and I had been discounting it to like, $198, and I even discounted it as low as $148 at one point during the Christmas time when I was promoting it like that, and I decided just to try it. I said, well, I'm just going to stop discounting it and see what happens. And so I uploaded it to the site, and the moment I uploaded it, a couple seconds later, I started getting sales. And I was surprised. I was like, wow, okay, we're getting sales at $298. And I also had a payment plan available. You could do three payments of $99. But not too many people used that. Most of them were doing the whole deal. So anyway, we were getting sales, and it was getting going. And so we thought, all right, this is pretty cool. But we weren't really doing a launch yet. We just gave away our free ebook, and we were kind of like, okay, what do we do now? Now we got this started, and so we just, we decided to do some free videos. So I did some free videos that kind of explained what was in the course and just real casual style videos. put them out there, and it had a great response. People started emailing me back and buying the course even more. But what happened is this whole process, when I got your, I decided to go ahead in the middle of this thing and buy your product launch formula. I said, I want to get that because I need to know what I'm doing. And so I was in the middle of it, and I started reading through your product launch formula, and watched all the videos, made some notes for myself, and I realized, you know, there's something really different about what I'm doing, and I don't know how to get out of this right now. I had already let people start buying the product.
Right.
And I kind of was thrown into it, so they were already buying it, so I couldn't, I thought, well, I'm not going to stop them from buying it, and then,
well, now you can buy it during this period because, you know, people were already buying it.
Right.
Exactly. So they were already buying it. So I thought, well, we'll just continue with this, and we'll keep putting out the free videos. But I did get a lot from your product launch formula. What I did was I went through everything you had in there, and I made a bullet list of purposes, like the purpose of each email that you had, you know, and it was great because that gave me a reason to, you know, a guide to go by. And so we started making our emails based on those purposes and trying to get that out there. And really thinking about the reason why we'd send each email really made a lot of sense because I listened to the audio interview you did with John Reese, and or actually I listened to all of them over and over again, but I really like that, you know, the reason why. There's got to be a reason why you're doing the, So anyway, that helped a lot, and we went through and structured some stuff right in the middle of this. So at Christmas, like I said, we were doing the started a launch at Christmas time. I got really sick, and so we had to actually just stop the launch for about a month. Our whole family was sick, and so we stopped during the whole month of January. We didn't really do anything. I didn't stop people from buying or anything. I just didn't really do anything at all. I just, you know, answered a few emails and just let it ride. And they were just getting all these free videos. Well, after that period of time, in February, we decided, all right, we need to get started with it again. I quickly made a few new free videos just to have something else to send out. And we sent those out. And we also sent out the free ebook, the same one we gave away before. We gave it away again, but this time we had a bunch more people sign up. By this time, our list is getting to be around 4,000 people. And it's really what I consider the beginning of a launch. So in the middle of the thing, we decided, okay, what we're going to do is instead of just, you know, since we can't say, okay, now it's time to buy, what we'll do is we'll just announce when we're going to get, you know, when we're going to not sell the course anymore, when it will stop. And for us, we had wanted to rebuild my course because I had gotten such great feedback from people. I realized that the way I built this course, it was like from total beginner to way advanced. And a lot of people were, you know, thought it was too advanced, and some people thought it was too beginner. So I thought it'd be great if I just separated this stuff. And so I decided to pull that into the marketing. And I said, well, John Reese had a thing where he said he might change his course. And I am definitely changing mine, so I'll just throw that in there. I'll use that as part of my marketing. And so we decided to do, you know, take the course away and say to people, okay, version one, which is what you've got right now, is going to go away. And then I'm going to come out with version two. And what I was trying to get across was that I was going to make a basic version and then separate the advanced materials and put them in another course. But anyway, people got a little confused with it, so Rob came up with a great idea to kind of stop that confusion. I'll let him tell you a little bit about that.
Well, people were like upset because they were like, is version two going to be better than version one? You know, because we kind of created a problem for ourselves. So we decided to call version one the director's cut because, you know, the director's cut usually implies that it has like bonus footage or extra stuff that, you know, you don't find in the standard version. So we started calling version one the director's cut and referring to version 2 as just the standard version. And people were like, oh, man, please save us a copy of the director's cut. You know, don't, you know, save us a copy. And they got all excited about it. And so we didn't even plan that, but that just kind of, it unfolded and became that. So it was
Most of the launch was like that. Because we started it without any guidelines. We didn't really know what we were doing. We had to have watched a lot of your case studies and kind of had some idea, but until I saw your formula, you know, and really saw what was going on, I didn't really know or understand what was going on with the launch, but it really solidified everything for me and made this, you know, when I made the list of all your emails that you had listed in there and the purpose of each one, that really made me understand what was going on. And so we started using that as a guide and started creating our emails accordingly, and it worked great. So we decided, hey, we've got a different kind of launch here. We didn't know if anybody else did that before or if it was, you know, more effective or less effective because we didn't test it against any other method. But we said, all right, I think we're going to call this the reverse launch.
Mm-hmm.
Just so we decided
for a lack of
the coin. Yeah, we said, well, we got a reverse launch going on here. So that's what we called it. And, well, we were just, you know, kind of curious, too, if other people had done that type of thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the things I like is, you know, a lot of times what the launch ends up being is a conversation. If you do it really well, it's a conversation with your market, and you are reacting to to your market's reaction. And that's what I hear you guys did a lot of throughout this thing is, you know, some people might call it see the pants or making it up as you go along. Well, there's a part of that, but then there's also knowing what to do next. And, you know, you guys were sitting down, you know, with the course and plotting everything out and what emails were doing what. So it sounds like you guys are doing great. In terms of what you're calling a reverse launch, I've certainly heard elements of that in other people's launch, some of the case studies I've done. But, you know, some of the stuff was very unique. Like, I'm curious, so, like, now you said, okay, this is version one, and we've got version, you know, this is the director's cut. We've got the regular version coming out.
Yeah.
And so then did you give them a countdown for, like, how long that the director's cut was going to be available?
Yeah, we had a timer, actually, on the page. You can tell them about that.
Yeah, we decided to let it be available for maybe, it was about another week after we had made the announcement that we were going to do away with this version and come out with the separate basic and advanced versions. And so we gave them about a week, and we did a countdown timer. So we considered the announcement day to be our launch day.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, okay, we're announcing that it's coming to an end, and this is the last time you'll be able to get this product the way it is now. And so we counted down to that, and we used the end of the month because we were already in it in February. So we decided February 28th would be the last day, and it was Wednesday. And so we just decided to go with that. My JV partner said, I think that's a good time to end right there at the end of the month. So we said, all right, we'll do it. We'll end it right there. And it worked great. We were hoping originally to sell maybe 100 copies. Yeah, and I thought that was a lot. That, to me, that seemed like a lot. And we hit that 100 mark, and we were just like, you know, surprised. We hit it. We were like, man, we hit the 100. And then we wound up doing around 140 sales. About 140. So it was really a lot more than we thought we were going to do. And from the time, my confidence has grown a lot since Christmas. But at Christmas, I really, when I first started it, I thought, you know, man, I might make about $5,000 doing this. That's mm-hmm. what I thought. And we wound up grossing a little over $40,000.
Wow.
And, of course, some of that went to my JV partner and stuff. But we ourselves wound up keeping, you know, about $24,000.
Wow.
Which was pretty life-changing for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It made me realize, you know, I can make a living doing this. This is going to work. It'll overtake my, you know, my other business eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And, or sooner than I thought, actually. So we're really, it's great. And also, another thing we did was at the website itself, when we closed it off and said at the end of the launch, we put up a sold-out sign, and then we said, you know, if you want to get on our pre-notification list for our next product, you know, version 2, go ahead. And we've I don't know how many people are on that now, but the last time I checked, it was over 100 people were on that list, and I'm sure that's a pretty small number, but for us, you know, we're just getting going. I think it was pretty good.
Yeah.
So,
that 100 is highly targeted there. So.
Yeah, very, very targeted. And so our list right now is about 4,300, right in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all, you know, we started with like no list.
Mm-hmm.
So it was awesome. It was a lot of fun to do too. You know, we learned a lot from doing it, and it's just an interesting process.
Right.
To go through.
Yeah, and generally it's pretty fun. I mean,
it is. It was stressful. I have a whole new appreciation for listening to the interviews now. When people are talking about, you know, you're talking to Jim Edwards and a couple other guys, and we're talking about, you know, sometimes these things can be a little stressful, the launches. And I really wasn't sure exactly what they were talking about, but now I do. I understand. It is a little stressful because it was the first time that I had been overwhelmed with so many emails, so many sales at one time. Just getting the stuff shipped out was a bit of a challenge, but we got some help with that. So we've got our setup pretty smooth right now as far as that goes. I use some people locally here. We had actually had a fulfillment company we were working with, but in the middle of it, they kind of dropped the ball, so we had to take over. And then I got another company to work with me, and it smoothed it right out. So by the end, when we were getting, 50 or 60 at a time, and really, that's another thing I should mention is it was really the last 2 days that we made all the sales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We probably made $3,000, $4,000 in a month of January, and then the last 2-3 days of February, we made all the rest.
Yeah, it just like flooded in. It was crazy.
Right at the end, it was just all of it.
Wow.
So it was a lot of fun. We enjoyed it, and but we definitely couldn't have done it without the product launch formula. That was really key in getting that and checking out. Like I said, I just went through it real fast because we were in the middle of this launch, and I went through every video and I made notes and I made a list. And I'm real good at extracting information anyway out of stuff when I read it. So I've made this great list of all the purposes, and that to me was the heart of it, the purpose of each email, and even though some of the launches you were talking about were very specific to, your particular product, I mean, I think it applies across the board.
Right.
That purpose, and having a reason, and worked really well.
Yep.
So,
it's funny because I've seen those, so like some of the swipe file email that I include in the course, that I might have used in the trading market, but I mean, I've seen them use, people have taken those swipe files and used them in every market. In fact, in the guitar market, because the learn guitar market, because I'm on every learn guitar list there is because I'm trying to learn how to play guitar. And so I see all my swipe file copy coming back to me.
Coming back to you. That's funny. I used some of yours, too. I would take a piece of here and there and see how I can use it and make it, because, I mean, it was good. It was great stuff. And so I used a little bit of that. But I got confident as I was doing it, and I was like, okay, now I understand the reason that this is happening. And then I could create more of my own,
right,
my own thing. And it was great. We recently watched the Pipeline Profits launch, too, which I'm sure that was
cool. Yep.
Had a lot to do with. Were you doing that launch with them?
Yeah, Buck was in my coaching group. I did a high-end coaching group. So Buck, who's one of the partners there, was in the coaching group. So, yeah.
Well, that was a great launch. I mean, that was the first launch that I watched knowing it was a launch. And, the great thing about the launch stuff is even if you know what it is, you know the tactics, you know what's going on.
It still works.
Yeah, it still works. And people, I get people, write me all the time, hey, great marketing, Kenny, they don't know what's going on exactly, but they're like, hey, this is a great method, man. I can't believe that these free videos were such a great idea and different things like that. But and we just got a flood of testimonials too from it. We didn't ask for any of them, they just started coming in, and we get them every day. I get like 10 or 15 different testimonials from people.
Also, I was going to say, the blog, how you talk about using the blog.
Oh, yeah, forgot about that.
Marketing, man, like, without the blog, it was a
right big. The blog was important. Right in the middle of the thing, we decided, we knew we had to have a blog, so we went and got one, and we bought a little plug-in to, to make our WordPress blog look a little neater.
Mm-hmm.
But we got it set up, and I said, think about it. If you don't have a blog, you don't have some meeting place for people to see there's other people involved in this. You're just a guy on the other end getting an email from me, and you might get the impression there's other people involved, but you really have no proof of that. You have no way of saying, you might think, hey, I'm the only guy. I'm the only guy getting this email, or maybe me and a few other people. But with the blog, as soon as we had the blog, we started driving people to the blog. We did a giveaway. We did a little contest. We said, hey, we're going to give away a copy of the course. We'd like everybody to go to the blog and just tell us why you should be the winner. And, man, we had huge response. People just started, going to the blog and making posts. And when they did that, the emails I got from people were saying things like, hey, thanks for sending us the videos. It was starting to be more of a community statement rather than thanks for sending me the videos. It was all, the phrasing was different. So the people immediately got the idea it was a community event. People were happy, more than one person was doing this. Yeah. And that was very cool.
Yeah, that's really powerful. That was John Reese was the first one that used a plug in his launch. And then, to my knowledge, I was the first one that did that contest. And
cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it's powerful. So, what's the address for the blog?
It's guitarin60seconds.com/blog.
Okay. Cool.
And currently my blog is something's wrong with it. It's not accepted post.
I'm having to fix that right now.
Yeah, we got to get in there and fix it. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was a lot of fun. We had a great time. I don't know. Did we catch all the points, Robin?
Some of the interesting things that I heard, first of all, you know, the idea that you're getting so many testimonials.
Personally,
what happens, well, it's been my experience, I'd love to hear your opinion, but my experience is that when you do a launch like this, when you do it properly, you do create that sense of community, you create a lot of interaction, and you end up, the people that buy from you, they not only buy from you, but they're happy, and they're excited that they bought from you. And
exactly.
When you have happy, excited people, then they love you, and they love giving you testimonials.
That's it. And it was kind of funny, because when we started, I had all these written emails. I had, like, a bunch of the lessons written out in words, and, you know, little diagrams and stuff. And I was going to send that out, but then at the last second, me and Rob decided, hey, let's make some podcast videos. So we did. We just made these real quick videos. And we sent those out just to see what would happen. And they were much more successful than the written copy was. The last time I did it with written copy.
Mm-hmm.
And with this, the videos, and I think it's, you know, has to do with the fact that it's learning how to play guitar. It's a very visual thing. So,
right.
But we sent the videos out, and that was really, really super successful. And it was really easy to make, you know, because I can create, I'm a teacher, I can create content real quickly. So it was really easy to make those video podcasts, and we just sent them out, and they were a huge success.
Mm-hmm.
As far as people like it.
A lot of testimonials were, like, people that haven't even bought the product, but they were like, man, we love your videos, we love your teaching style. And it was stuff you can put up, you know, because it was about my dad, it was about Kenny, about his teaching, the way he taught, but even though they hadn't actually bought or experienced the product itself.
Yep.
So we got some testimonials that way. It was pretty cool.
That's great. And then the idea of, you know, a lot of people get stuck on the, I don't have a list. You know, that's,
yeah,
and even
right.
a lot of product launch formula owners, I don't have a list. But you basically started with no list, and you built it to 500
people. Right, we did. We started with no list. And the list that we did have was 2 years old, and it was out really – I had not sent them anything, and I really don't even believe that I'm getting any responses from them, because they were in – I had actually had them in my one shopping cart account, and I had taken them out. You know, I exported them, and I had closed that account from when I was doing TurboTap, because, like I said, I was doing it real part-time. And when we stopped marketing it at a point on Google, I stopped because I didn't feel like my return was as good enough to keep spending the money I was spending at the time. So I shut it down, and I had put these people back into one shopping cart this year, and when I started back up. But you know how it is. They make them opt in again, and most of those people did not opt back in. So really, I had nothing to no list at all when I did the JV with my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really started with zero people could receive our emails. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. And even though I had that list, it didn't help me because they weren't opting back in because I hadn't talked to them in 2 years. So
mm-hmm.
you know, but this time around, we did it. So we JV'd with someone, and our list grew incredible very, very quickly. And because when we gave away this is something I think is a good point some people might miss. When you give away a free product, you know, an ebook or whatever, I always do it with a squeeze page so I can make sure I'm getting people on my list. Because, you know, I've heard of people giving the book to people with links and stuff in it and, you know, just give it to their list straight out, and we would have missed a huge opportunity to get our list built up if we had done that. So we used the squeeze page so that people had to opt in to be able to get the free ebook, and it worked great. And I think it's what everybody's doing now, but
yeah.
I had seen a lot of people send stuff out like that where, you know, you didn't have to go through a squeeze page. You just go right to the product, and,
right.
and there it is.
Right.
But that was huge.
Yeah. And a lot of times, it seems like there's a lot of people, you know, those joint ventures, they only work in the internet marketing. Everyone's sitting there promoting each other, but, you know, I'm in a niche, so it doesn't work. But, you know, you proved in guitar playing, which, you know, doesn't have anything to do with, you know, making money. Or, well, I don't
right.
think it does.
No.
Well, maybe some of those would-be, wannabe guitar players think it's about making money, but I think they'll find out the reality is there's a lot of guitar players. But
it is, you're right, absolutely. There's millions, and it's all about spending money at the music store. It really is.
Yeah, that's what I do. I just spend money on guitars. But any, you know, a lot of people think, you know, the joint ventures, they work great, you know, in internet marketing, but they don't, you know, I'm in a niche, so they're not going to work in my niche. And I think
right.
some niches there probably aren't, people aren't as aware of it, but it seems like you didn't have any problem.
No, it was easy to figure, you know, what I did was I just started looking at people's, newsletters. And I said, well, I just started reading them. And this one guy, is Andrew Koblik from Amazing Guitar, he decided, I mean, he said in his newsletter, hey, I've got my list is around 39,000 people. I don't know, remember why he said that in the newsletter, but I just thought, well, if that's a fact, that'd be a good guy to work with. And I liked his stuff. And he didn't have a big course like I did. His stuff was compatible with mine, but it wasn't really competing. Because there's some guys out there that have really big courses, you know, just like mine, a super course. And, you know, that would be more of a competition thing. But me and Andrew, you know, weren't in competition with each other. We were complimenting each other, so it was a real good match. And he was real casual to work with. It was great.
That's awesome. So, I mean, what's your, you know, do you have plans for another launch now?
We do, yeah. We're going to do a launch for the, of course, we have the new version of this product coming out, and we're going to relaunch, we're going to do that launch for version 2, guitar in 60 seconds.
We're also going to relaunch TurboTab.
Yes, we're going to do that too. And we have some new products that are going to be coming out. We have a thing called Song Club that we're going to be working on real shortly, where we're doing, it's going to be a DVD, like a recurring product. And so it's going to be a monthly service. You get a DVD each month, and we're going to have like 3 or 4 songs on there, but the whole song is laid out from beginning to end. So my idea is that every weekend you have a song you can work on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to do that very shortly. And I have a couple of, I have an e-class that I'm working on right now and a couple other small, you know, real short things. We're also going to do a webinar because I saw Jim Edwards, well, I saw y'all's webinar the other
great.
Day, but I think
that
a few that I saw a few that he did before that, and I just thought, hey, that's cool. What's he using to do that? And then I saw he was using, what was it, GoToWebinar.
Right.
And I assume he's going to come out with a course about webinars next. That seems like the right thing for him to do next. But GoToWebinar is what he was using, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, GoToWebinar.
Yeah.
And certainly there's all kinds of opportunities. And, I mean, I would think you'd also have an opportunity to do, like, a camp, like, you know, a real live event.
Yeah, that would be great.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I have a friend that does, he does what he calls intensives, and they're just kind of like a seminar, you know, that he does with his band. And they go through his entire one-year course in just a few days. And that's really cool. I'd like to do something like that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Hey,
I'm sorry. No,
go ahead.
Well, yeah, there's certainly all different, you know, basically now that you've got a list, you've got momentum, you've gone through this process, you've learned a lot about it, and it's sort of like the sky's the limit, you know, in directions you can go. I love the idea of a continuity, a monthly DVD. Certainly, I think that'll sell. I mean, because I'm an information consumer I'm a complete information junkie. I can't tell you how many courses I've bought. Of course, you know, I haven't gone through hardly any of them, but I've got them.
Right.
You know, I bought Andrews. You know, I've got
sure.
an amazing guitar. I'm almost positive he's a Prop 1 Formula owner.
Probably. The one you have, do you have, is it Dan Denley? Is it Amazing Guitar Secrets? It's got... printed books with some DVDs?
I don't know. I can't remember. I truly
okay.
I have a stack in my music room that's like 4 feet high of DVDs.
I hear that.
And frankly, this is sort of off topic, but, you know, I'm in the information marketing business, and it's been an interesting process because I just started playing guitar. Well, actually, I hate to admit this because it's been a little over 2 years now since I got my first guitar, and the reason I hate to admit it is because I'm still completely inept, but but the thing that's been interesting is to observe my process as an information junkie in a new market. You know, so I'm selling information in various markets, but to go back into the process and be a beginner myself and be in the space of, you know, complete and utter confusion to start off, and then just buying lots and lots of product and gradually using some of them, not using some of them, and watching one, the ones that are effective for me and what marketing gets me to move and what my decision-making process is, to step back and watch myself do that has been very instructional as an information marketer, because now I'm thrust into being a consumer in a certain sub-niche, and it's been an interesting process.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I feel kind of the same way about the internet marketing world,
right,
because guitar is my expertise. So, you know, to me, you know, I know what's going on with all this stuff. And but the internet marketing was the same way. You know, we got into it and we were like, man, what is, there's so much stuff to, in this. What do I do? But we're starting to really understand what was happening now at this point. At first, it was like, you know, building web pages and wow, that was really, you know, that was unique. It looked difficult at first, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the little pieces, you know, there's so much to it. But we started getting, Robin really handles all that stuff. He builds the websites, does Photoshop and all that stuff. And mm-hmm. I basically just make content. But it's been a process. It takes a while. So you're right. It's good to look at it like that because you're a beginner, you know, in that one. I'm a beginner in that field. And so it was neat to look at it like that, and it does play into your marketing.
Right. You just have to remember, okay, this is where my prospects are. And like, one of the things is, like, people are insatiable. Like, you know, if you put out that monthly DVD, you think, okay, I already put, you know, like, your big course is, what, like, 6 or 7 CDs,
yes,
and DVDs. And you're like, okay, people are never going to get through all that and still want more. But the reality is they do. And
that's
so,
it's true.
I mean, like, you know, like I said, I've got more than I can consume in the next 5 years. But, you know, your idea of putting out one DVD where you walk through a song and, you know, show me how to play the song and play it really slowly so I can play along and lay out, you know, the tab and lay out the exact timing of it and show me the rhythm. You know, show me the strum pattern
exactly.
I'm all over that,
yeah.
Even though, you know, and so that's a good thing for anyone to know. It's like your ability, and I heard Dan Kennedy say this first, your ability, let me think the best way to say it. Your market's hunger for more product will always outpace your ability to create it. You'll never be able. They're insatiable. There's a certain subset that are insatiable, and you'll never be able to keep up with them. Which is one of the reasons why you should. I think most people should promote other people's products on a joint venture basis.
Yes.
You know, selectively. I'm very selective.
Sure.
Put out promote the absolute best quality stuff. But you know, you just can't keep up with it. So you might as well send them to other good stuff.
Absolutely.
And even if you don't want to do that, you need to keep on producing more and more stuff.
That's our plan. That's what we're doing right now. We're gearing up. We're actually remodeling our garage to be our office, and we're putting all our stuff in there permanently so we can set up, and it's going to be, you know, where we can just create these things quickly, because it's easy for me to create content. It's just the technical part of it, setting all the equipment up. That's where the trouble is. Just,
right,
you know, it takes time. So we're just setting our office up right now, getting ready to knock out a bunch of new information so we can get it out there quickly. And because I think that time is a real important factor in these types of things. Once you get the momentum going, you got to keep it going.
Right.
Or people forget who you are. So.
Right. Yeah, you've got great top of mind awareness because people, you know, they got excited about this launch. You built up. You went to 4,300 people almost overnight.
Yeah.
Just in literally a couple months, or less than a couple months. And so, yeah, you're perfectly set up for your next launch. And I know anytime anyone goes through, you know, you go in here and you're expecting to make a few thousand dollars in sales, and you make $40,000 in sales, and you net $24,000. Anytime someone does that, then they instantly start thinking about that next launch. And,
that's right.
and they want it to be a lot bigger. And
exactly. So now my mindset is, oh, I know I can do that. But what, you know, now I want to make $100,000. You know, I want to go to that next place,
right,
and But I love doing this. You know, it's what I playing guitar and creating guitar stuff. You know, I did it for no money for many years,
mm-hmm.
and so you know, I love doing it, and it's just a fascination to me. And I love the teaching side of it, which is why I do this. You know, I did a lot of playing a lot of bands and played in studios and stuff before when I was younger, but you know, I really like teaching because it's just, that's just fascinating to me. I just love doing it and figuring it out. That's the fun part. And so, you know, so I just love doing this stuff. But at the same time, you know, we want to make our living doing it. And now it's a challenge. Now that we understand this, how to do this, it's a challenge to beat your record the last time. So
right.
That's what we want to do. We want to beat it and get more people involved and more people on our in my method of teaching. So
yeah.
It's really a lot of fun. But I know for sure that the product launch idea, you know, man, if I didn't know what a product launch was, I never would have made that much.
Mm-hmm.
Because my idea of promoting before was turning it on Google and letting it go.
Yep, right. Or, like, I forget who it was that said it, but, you know, hey, look next Monday for my email or whatever. That was our idea of promoting the product.
Yeah, exactly. Next week, Monday, I'm having a sale, you know, or the perpetual JavaScript sale, you know.
No scarcity, no social proof, nothing. Just, you know, hey, look for us next week so we can advertise to you, you know.
Yep.
So that was...
I don't know if I was right or wrong about this, but the funny thing was, too, when I first learned who you were, I said to Robin, I've learned about this guy, Jeff Walker, and I said, but, you know, I've never seen any of the people, I'm on, like, everybody's list, marketing list. I said, I've never seen anybody send me an email for Product Launch Formula.
Affiliate.
Like an affiliate. Yeah, I never had gotten one. I had never even knew, you know, who you were until I saw somebody, you know, I think it was on a blog. I think it might have been on Michael Fortin's blog. He was saying something about, you know, Jeff Walker was the real secret behind John Reese's launch, not me. And it was something like that. And I had read that, and I said, interesting. I had never seen your name before. And I thought, wow, you know, these guys have been keeping this from me. That's the first thing I thought. They've been keeping Jeff is the secret, and they haven't been telling me about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of funny, but that's what I thought when I first saw that. So.
And it was true.
I think it is. I think it's true.
Yeah, well, back in October of 2005, when I launched Product Launch Formula, everyone heard about it then.
Right.
It was a big splash then. Certainly there. And that's an interesting point, because there's always new people coming into your market, into any market, and
right.
You always have to stay in the forefront. And, you know, I'm getting ready to do a couple of things in the next month or two that
okay.
Hopefully will bring me back into the forefront. But, yeah. You know, the interesting thing, I look at this, and you take your $40,000 gross, your $24,000 net, and in reality, that could be a $0, but if you came out of this with
right.
nothing – but a list of 4,300 people and momentum you've
built.
That's
a huge asset. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm driving down the road right now, so I might cut off. If I do, Rob will still be on the line there. So.
Okay.
But, yeah, I wanted to, if you didn't mind, in your product launch formula, you mentioned the fact that, you know, you have sometimes you might want to have more than one merchant account.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of maxed my merchant account out this time, but I didn't have any problems. It was okay. But I was wondering what – my thought on it was to have a couple of merchants' accounts and use maybe a rotating script to show a different page for, you know, with different order buttons. You know, one order button would go to one account, and then, you know, when the page rotates, it would go to a different account. Is that kind of how you would set something like that up, or
Since this is being recorded, I have to be careful about what I say.
Okay, okay.
Let's just put it this way. That's doing that is not, to my knowledge, against any agreement you sign with any merchant account. I don't think they'd be particularly happy if you did that.
Okay.
But the reality is that is the way to do it. I mean,
okay.
I just don't broadcast to them. Like, when you're going and getting your new merchant account, you know, don't
right.
tell them that you're planning on doing that. And then don't go back after the fact and tell them that's what you're doing. But, you know, it's not illegal, and it's to the best of my knowledge, I haven't seen any agreements where that is against the agreement. They just don't particularly appreciate you doing that.
Sure.
But that is, in fact, that is the way you want to go. Because, you know, the biggest problem once you start generating serious amounts of money, the biggest problem is collecting on it. And
right.
And so you always want to have more than one just to cover your high, because otherwise they can put you out of business, literally.
And that's true.
And that's also the reason, you know, I like to use PayPal. You know, so if you've got two merchant accounts and PayPal, that gives you some redundancy.
It does.
And so that is exactly the thing to do, is set up a script. And there's a few different ways you can do it. Some shopping carts, you can do it right within the shopping cart. Otherwise, you could be popping up two different sales letters, just like you would pop up, you know, an A-B split test. And,
right.
Send them to the two merchant accounts. Because that's a weak point that in any business is how the money's coming into your business. And so
exactly, how you're going to collect.
Yeah. And the worst is, like, if you're collecting and you know, if you're owing partners and then the merchant account freezes you, then you got a real problem.
Exactly.
So
that's true.
Absolutely. That's the way to go. That is absolutely.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Jeff. I'm going to cut out because my phone's going to cut off anyway where I'm at. But I appreciate it, and thanks for all your help.